You'd think that as a video game podcaster and comedian, my life is all fun and games. And honestly, you'd be right. About 90% of the time, it's pretty sweet. But every morning, I deal with something very, very serious. My face. You don't become an Edmonton Six overnight. It takes work. And in my case, it takes good facial hair. And fortunately, I have a great facial hair tag team partner in Harry's. Hit up harrys.com/RTG for a $3 trial set and see what I'm talking about. Harry saw the tire fire that the shaving market had become and asked, how did it get like this? Crappy plastic razors, overpriced blades, all locked up like gold bars. And they said, no, we can fix this. And damn it, they did. Harry's ships premium quality razors right to your door. About once a month, I check my mail and there's that little box with everything I need to keep my kid presentable status. The blades stay sharp longer, which means an easier time getting my face in order in the morning. And the razors don't look like a dumb piece of plastic that a junior high schooler uses to take care of their peach fuzz. You have the facial hair of a man now. Shave like one. I actually leave my razor handle on the bathroom counter all the time just because it looks so damn classy. Harry's blades are German engineered and they're made to last. They're the best blades on the market for the best price, and you don't even have to go out to get them. Set your delivery schedule and shave like a king. I know it sounds sarcastic, but I'm being serious. I've used Harry's forever. These blades are really freaking good. Highest reviews in the industry, a money back guarantee that you're not going to need, and a subscription that you can cancel anytime you want. Getting ripped off isn't funny. Switch to Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/RTG. That's harrys.com/RTG for a $3 trial set. Remember the Game is brought to you by my website, abcomedy.net. As you may or may not know, I'm a comedian by night. And as much as I love talking about old video games, telling jokes is how I actually pay my bills. So please check out my website. In addition to old episodes of this podcast, you'll find my blog, videos of my stand-up, all of my upcoming shows, and my contact information. If you need a comedian for your next fundraiser, corporate event, house party, whatever you got going on, hit me up. Again, it's abcomedy.net. And if you're enjoying the podcast, please subscribe to it. Please leave us a good review. And most importantly, please tell a friend. I'd really appreciate it. There'll be a new episode every single Wednesday. Thank you guys so much for the support. I hope you enjoy the show. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Remember the Game, my retro gaming podcast, where every week a buddy of mine and I sit down and geek out about a game from back in the day. My name is Adam Blank. Thank you so much for listening. This week, episode 41, we are talking Spider-Man for the PS1. It's kind of known as Spider-Man 2000 online, I guess, some places. Is it not like... So I was looking up like the stats for this game as it was released in August of 2000, and like it fucking blows my mind that that's almost 20 years ago. It still feels like that's 10 years ago to me because I'm a fucking delusional old man. Anyway, my buddy Tyler is back this week. Excuse me. My pal Tyler is back this week. We're talking Spider-Man. Great episode. Fucking great game. Spider-Man is my favorite comic book character of all time, with the exception maybe of Venom. It's like a 1A, 1B thing. Venom's also in this game, so it's awesome. But there's just not a lot of good Spider-Man games. It irritates me because he should be easy to make it to a video game. He's one of the coolest characters of all time, and there's so many fucking bad Spider-Man games. But when you think of the best ones, I think you think of this one, Spider-Man for the PS1. You think of the Spider-Man 2 movie video game. You think of Ultimate Spider-Man, I think is what it was called. And then Spider-Man for the PS4 was pretty rad too. So when it's done right, it's done really, really right. And this is, for my money, maybe the first example of it being done really, really right. You know, I mean, you could talk Maximum Carnage from like the 16-bit era and stuff, but they're not the same as this. This game was fucking awesome. Quickly, I'll get my plugs out of the way, then we'll get into this week's episode. We're on social media. The podcast is all over the place. If you're on Twitter, if you're on Instagram, say hi. Throw us a follow. Our handles are at MemberTheGame, just like Remember, but without the R-E at the front. We follow back everyone that follows us. I love chatting with people, almost everyone. I mean, I've had some people add me on Instagram that have like 20,000 followers and they follow 500 people, and I'm like, you're clearly just following me till I follow you, and then you're gonna unfollow me, and I don't really care what you have to fucking say. So I will be looking for that kind of shit. But if you're a real person, throw me a follow and I'll follow you back. It'd be cool to interact with you. I always post hints about the podcast. I post, you know, what I'm playing there all the time. I just like talking video games. I'm a nerd, and my girlfriend tolerates my nerdism but doesn't really partake in it too much. So I need a vent, I need an outlet, and this is it. Twitter and Instagram, at MemberTheGame. We're also on Facebook, at facebook.com/RememberTheGame. We're on there as well. And you can check out our website, rememberthegamepodcast.com. You'll find links to download our show on all kinds of different platforms, blogs about all of our episodes, all kinds of stuff there. And speaking of platforms, I had mentioned last week I was having some issues with Spotify. I think they've been fixed. I reached out to Podbean, that's who I host my podcast through, and they said that Spotify, they weren't working because they were M4A files instead of MP3 files, but every episode previously was also an M4A file, and they all worked fine, so I don't know. But I re-uploaded it as the last week's episode, which is SmackDown, Here Comes the Pain, episode 40. If you haven't listened to it, go check it out. Check all out. Listen to... I suck at this still. I think it's working now. Anyway, I'm seeing new stats for Spotify, so I think it's working. And we just added it to Google Play. I didn't realize the podcast wasn't on there. I have no fucking idea what Google Play is or how it works, but my pal Nick McQuick sent me a message and said he couldn't find it on there, and I think now you can. So if you're on Google Play, I mean, you probably have already heard this, or you haven't heard this because you didn't know we were on there, but now we're on there. So this is what happens when a 35-year-old man tries to learn how to podcast and doesn't know what he's doing. You get rambly things about how, like this, where I explain I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. So, anyway, good enough. Let's talk to video games. It's almost 4 minutes of me talking about how I don't know what I'm doing. Let's talk some video games. I wanted to save this episode for the week that the new Avengers flick comes out, but it's been in the bank for quite a while. I wanted to release it. Avengers mania has taken over the internet for the next 3 weeks, so I figure it's as good a time as any. And I'm really excited to talk about this one. Like I said, Spider-Man really is my favorite comic character of all time. I love playing his video games. I haven't played this game. Like, if this game came out in 2000, I probably haven't played it since, like, 2000, maybe 2001. But looking up old clips of it and stuff was fucking awesome. This is one more reason why I kind of want to get a PlayStation Classic and maybe do a little bit of tinkering with what's going on under the hood there, because I'd really like another shot to play this one. And it's funny, because I've been very vocal about it on this podcast. I don't feel like, for the most part, Nintendo 64 and PlayStation 1 games have aged well at all. I think most of them look terrible. I'm not particularly attached to that era. I'm a 16-bit guy and then more modern game. But having said that, this game actually doesn't look that bad. It's a little blocky and stuff like that, but it, like, you can tell who everybody is, and they cram a lot into this fucking game, man. I'm not gonna go too into detail on it, because Tyler and I break it down pretty hard, but just quickly, like, when I was looking up the release date and stuff for it, I was looking up, like, review scores and stuff, and it's getting, like, Metacritic has an average score of 87. Like, it's a good fucking game, man. And in an era where so many of these games haven't aged well, I think this one has. So if by some chance you have access to it, I can't imagine you have access to this game and you haven't played it, if you do, but give it a shot. It's pretty rad. It's Spider-Man. It's awesome. As far as what I've been playing this week, and then just quickly, I don't mean to go on to too much of a tangent. I just wanted to touch quickly on the Marvel movies. I'm not a massive Marvel movie guy. I've seen most of them. I liked them better before all the different crossovers and stuff. But having said that, Tom Holland is fucking killing it as Spider-Man. He is awesome. I love what he's doing with the role. I always thought that Tobey Maguire was an incredible Peter Parker and then an okay Spider-Man. And I thought Andrew Garfield was a terrible Peter Parker, but a really good Spider-Man. And I feel like Holland is killing it with this nice mix of being like a young kid who's still learning stuff and is overwhelmed by all these powers and everything. I'm really excited for the new... I'm more excited for the new Spider-Man movie than I am for the new Avengers movie that's coming out. Because Mysterio's in it. Mysterio is fucking awesome. Holland's been killing it. That's it. No spoilers here. I don't even know enough about the movies to spoil them. But I just quickly wanted to give Tom Holland a shout out because he's killing it as Spider-Man. And I'm happy for him. And I can't wait for Venom 2 because Venom's the best. And fuck you,
anyone out there listening to this, including you, Bradley, that don't like Venom. And you guys know who you are. Okay, quickly, what have I been playing? And then I'm going to get to the podcast with Tyler, because again, I'm rambling too fucking long. Thank you to everyone that reached out to me on social media and stuff to let me know that the Spotify feed was working again. Nick in particular, I know you reached out to me, but everyone else that sent me messages everywhere, Facebook and YouTube and stuff, to let me know it was or wasn't working. Thanks. I don't know what I'm doing, and instead of just texting me to make fun of me, you guys are messaging me trying to help me. So I really, really appreciate it. Thank you guys so much. Numbers are still going up. I'm looking at it right now. We're up almost 20% over the last 2 weeks. So as long as that number keeps going up, I don't care if it's 1% at a time. I am humbled and ecstatic, and you can hear it in my voice, right? So thank you so much, all you guys, for listening. It's fucking awesome. Okay. I've had a lot of coffee today. What have I been playing this week? I have been still playing Yoshi's Crafted World with my girlfriend on the Switch. It is it is so fucking easy. It's almost too slow. But it's got that Nintendo charm. It's definitely beautiful to look at. If you've got a kid or someone in the house that doesn't play a lot of video games, and you have a Switch and you want to try playing it with them, highly recommended. If you're just a hardcore gamer yourself and it's sitting there, depends. I guess if you insist on playing everything Nintendo, then go for it. But there are better games on the console than this. Like, just quickly to go on a little bit of a rant here, like, for indie games and retro style games, you could go into the eShop on your Switch, and for the cost of Yoshi's Crafted World, you could get Shovel Knight, you could get Celeste, you could get The Messenger, all of these great retro style, retro inspired games. Those three games are all fucking masterpieces, and you could get all three for less than the cost of Yoshi's Crafted World. So if you're a retro gamer with a Switch, check some of those games out. Again, those are the three that jump out to me. Hollow Knight's incredible too, but Hollow Knight's not retro based like the other three are. Once again, Shovel Knight, which for my money is the best retro style modern game made, at least that I have played anyway. Celeste, which is a brutally hard platformer that's 8-bit, is fucking awesome. And The Messenger, which is like Ninja Gaiden, and it flips between 16-bit and 8-bit, and it's fucking really rad too. Go play some of those. I don't know if they're on everything else, or if they're all I have is a Switch. You guys know that. That's all I know. I know Shovel Knight's on. Holy fuck, I've had a lot of coffee. Just calm down. Play those games. What am I playing this week? Other than Yoshi's Crafted World, I've tried Majora's Mask again. And listen, please don't turn the podcast off. I know that this is like a beloved game, and it's Zelda and everything. I was somewhat critical of Ocarina of Time. I've never been a Mario 64 man, and I'm trying desperately to get into Majora's Mask, and I just can't do it. And I like Zelda, and it's not too hard. I don't need fucking comments saying get good like you see on Reddit and stuff like that all the fucking time. I am good. I just don't like it. I don't like the controls. I love the story, the dark story and the concept of it. I can't get behind the mechanics of the game. I like the game, like the actual gameplay and controls and stuff. I just can't do it. I don't feel like they've aged well. I don't feel like they've transitioned well into this era, and I'm probably going to tap out on it. And there may never be a Majora's Mask episode on this show unless I get someone like Mark or one of my Zelda geek friends on here to basically just guide the episode, and I'll ride their coattails, because I know everybody wants us to do a Majora's Mask episode. Sorry, I'm crapping on your game. I just don't like it very much. And then I started playing Shining Force, which, if you don't know it, is like a tactical strategy type RPG. It is on my Genesis collection on my Switch of all the old games. And it is fucking awesome. I've had both my pal Chris and my pal Miklos on me to play it. We're going to end up doing a podcast about Shining Force 1 and 2 down the road. What I'm kind of thinking maybe is the Sega Genesis Classic is coming out in September. So maybe I'll fucking try to play through some Sega games going into September, and then do a month of Sega games leading up to the Sega Genesis Classic as what I might do. But Shining Force, absolutely phenomenal. It is Fire Emblem meets Dragon Warrior. It's old school. It's 16-bit, you know, but it's got that fucking very basic story. I love just the like grid-based walking around in towns. I fucking adore tactical strategy type RPGs now. I don't know if that's a technical term for them or not. Someone's probably getting mad at me, but I love those style, like those grid style, almost like I'm playing a board game style RPGs. I never played one. And then I played Fire Emblem Awakening 3 or 4 years ago on my 3DS, fell in love with it, and then just started binging on those styles of games. Mario Rabbids is like that, and I know my pal Chris is listening and getting mad at me, but Mario Rabbids was fucking phenomenal. I adored that game. Into the Breach was another one that I thought was absolutely incredible. I'm really loving Shining Force 1. I can't wait to play Shining Force 2, because apparently it's even better. And I'm looking for more suggestions. So if it's something that's easy for me to get, preferably on my Switch, that's one of those styles of games, those grid-based tactical style RPGs that I haven't listed off here, and you think I should play it, please reach out to me and let me know, and I'll give it a shot, because those games, just scratch me where I fucking itch, man. They're so much fun. I think I almost like them better than just regular JRPGs, to be honest with you. And that's what I've been playing. Oh, yeah, and Tetris 99, because it's the best game ever. Okay, 10, 11 minutes. Jesus, okay. Too much coffee. That's what I've been playing. Let's get to the podcast. Cue the music. My pal Tyler is back, and this week we are talking to him about the PS1 classic that is Spider-Man, originally released in North America on August 30th, 2000, for the original PlayStation console, PS1. Enjoy the episode, you guys. Here we go. Thanks for listening.
If you're hearing this, you're probably a gamer. And for our kind, nothing is as precious and valuable as our save files. Have you ever experienced the loss of a save file? It's soul-crushing. Dozens, maybe hundreds of hours of work, gone, like that. But at the end of the day, it's a video game. It matters, but kinda, you know? That exact scenario, but with a work project, an essay for school, data for your business, that's no joke. That can be really serious. You need a safety net. And I got you, fam, with my partners over at Crash Plan. Visit crashplan.com/RTG for 50% off your first year of Crash Plan. Crash Plan has been protecting people's data since 2001. And a couple years ago, they set out on their own with one mission: to provide the best damn cloud backup solution on the market. CrashPlan runs quietly in the background of your computer or Mac, and every 15 minutes on the clock, they create a new backup of every file that's changed in that time. So if something goes wrong, God forbid, you don't lose hours, lose days, lose weeks of work. Just log into your account and you can download your most recent backup from the secure cloud servers. And there's not just one backup. There's a laundry list of them. You can pick and choose which one you want. It's like the ultimate undo button. If you work on a computer in any capacity, CrashPlan is a must-have. And if you're thinking, ah, that's for big businesses, I'm just Joe Schmo. CrashPlan protects Joe Schmo. They offer a ton of plans and tiers. So there's a CrashPlan for everyone, from small one-person businesses like me to you fancy businesses and offices with staff and free donuts and all that stuff. Time is money. Why wouldn't you protect your work? Spreadsheets, diagrams, videos, art, podcasts. CrashPlan has you covered. Don't let data disasters slow you down. CrashPlan has your back and keeps you moving. Go to crashplan.com/RTG for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. That's crashplan.com/RTG for 50% off your first year. Back up better with CrashPlan.
This week, my buddy Tyler is back. Tyler, what's cracking, buddy? How are you?
Oh, doing good. Just trying to survive the polar vortex.
The polar vortex. Global warming, my ass. Trump is right.
Build the wall.
please don't turn off the podcast. please don't stop listening. I am very, very excited for this week. Yeah. Probably as excited as I've ever been for a game that I never officially owned as a kid. I played it. I had friends that owned it. I never owned it myself. We are talking the original Spider-Man. I guess They call it Spider-Man 2000.
Oh,
like
really?
In brackets, like Spider-Man, it's like 2000. Like how they call Ghostbusters 2016.
Yeah, but I thought the game came out in like 97.
I don't know. When I looked up it online, that was what they were calling it. Spider-Man 2000. Anyway, we are talking the original Spider-Man for the PlayStation 1. This, Tyler, is a fucking video game.
It is.
My friend.
Well, and, you know, Like a lot of video games that came out on the PlayStation 1, it was one that, started a lot of things that became better crafted as time went on.
Mm-hmm.
It highlights one of the best characters in all of fiction.
For my money, the best character in all of
the
fiction.
The best?
August 30th, 2000.
Oh, I thought It came out earlier.
Not that I was like, I told you it was too, just because when I was reading about it, that's
Maximum
what
Carnage
calling.
Or something like that was In 97. And
okay, just
all the nerds out there are like, this guy's a fucking idiot. You nerds.
Yeah, fuck you nerds. You Trump love. No. okay, yeah, so that's what I was going to say.
Peter
Parker
voted
Spider-Man,
for Spider-Man.
Oh, fuck yeah. Cletus Cassidy voted for fucking Trump.
Eddie Brock voted Trump.
So yeah, yes, no. Are great. I was going to say that Spider-Man is the greatest character, but he's not. Venom is, but he's also in this game, so it's okay. They're both in this game.
You like Venom more?
I do.
Why?
Venom's my favorite character.
Daddy Brock's a bitch.
No, no. Fuck you. Get out of my house. No. I mean, I love both. Seriously, it's a 1A, 1B.
Yeah.
I love them both. Yeah. I just, if you put a gun to my head,
yeah.
I like Venom a little more. Because he just looks like a cooler Spider-Man.
Oh, it's all on the look. Not because he's more tortured by the symbiote and
having
to eat people's brains or
anything.
He's
just a little
bit
more of a bro. That's all.
Yeah.
He's a very bro-ish villain.
Yeah.
So, okay, so here's what I was... This is what I had wrote down to start with here. The first Spider-Man game I really remember playing is... I had a crappy one for Game Boy, but I don't remember what it was called. The first one I really remember playing is Maximum Carnage on a Super Nintendo.
And the arcade.
And the arcade, right.
Those are the two that I remember out the gate.
And they were fun, you know? Yeah. But, like, I'll be honest, like, I literally played Maximum Carnage like a week ago on my SNES. Yeah. And
it's still good.
It's still
for a side scroller.
Yep, it is. But you don't really feel like Spider-Man. You just feel like it's a cool beat 'em up and you're controlling Spider-Man.
Well, and I always related to the like punks that you fought more. I was like, oh, I dress like that. Shoot, I'm the villain in the Spider-Man game.
He beats up women that whip their hair at him. Where,
that's very heroic.
Yeah, right? Whereas this game, and this is the first one, you feel like Spider-Man.
And like, was Grand Theft Auto 3 out yet?
I don't think so.
So there weren't a lot of games where you could like open world explore, and it's limited in this one. Like,
of course,
you know, there's a few buildings you can swing to, but you can like web swing around.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
That
man.
Was, and it only got better. Like, I think in the next one, the Revenge of the Shocker or something like that, because they weren't really based on the movies yet. It was more like based on the old cartoon,
the animated
the '90s cartoon,
which was phenomenal.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
But you started to be able to like see games being developed where you could free roam.
Yeah.
And you had your little spider compass telling you where to go and everything.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
that was just phenomenal to me. Getting to web sling, and just as web slinging got better and better, that's the like quintessential thing that made me feel like Spider-Man.
Yeah. Like, and it never gets old. Like, I mean, like Spider-Man 2, like the movie video game is one of my favorite of all time.
Oh yeah.
I just finished Spider-Man on the PS4. It was fucking rad.
I haven't picked it. I haven't played it yet. I'm waiting until I have like a week off basically I'm having a child so that I can play Spider-Man 4 without having to go to work.
It's perfect.
My wife will be breastfeeding and I will be like, oh, I'm saving the world.
I gotta go web sling.
I gotta web sling, babe.
But this one's the first one to do it. Yeah. And it's like, and it's funny because if you look at the, like, so Superman 64 came out give or take around the same time. It's from the same era.
And it was based on the cartoon, right? Like the Warner Brothers cartoon, I think. It was junk. It was a terrible
one of the worst
game.
Video games of all time. Yeah. I hate Superman. I hate his video games.
Because he can hold a supernova dying sun in his hands.
Because he fucking has every power. Yeah. He's the worst. He's the Tom Brady of superheroes, and I hate him. But Spider-Man, like...
Tom Brady's like, oh, thanks, comparing me to Superman. Yeah, fuck you, Adam.
Yeah, I hope he listens to this.
How many rings do I got?
Yeah, go make out with your fucking coach some more. Spider-Man should be a good video game character.
Oh.
Like, he's... I mean, you've got this dude, like... It's so easy to work around combat because you can give him the spider sense, right? Which most of good games do.
Yeah.
And that's the first thing, is like, because this game does it as well.
Yeah.
Spider sense is crucial
yeah.
to making one of these games. Because now you can have bad guys behind you and have fucking mayhem going on. You don't have to be able to see them. You do feel like Spider-Man because the spider sense starts to tingle, right?
Yep.
Web slinging is critical.
Oh, that's
critical.
That's the quintessential thing to make me feel like I'm Spider-Man. As soon as I'm swinging around like that and traveling like that, I don't even care if I'm fighting bad guys. That lady is getting robbed. I don't give a fuck. I'm web slinging.
Yeah, and they did it. And then not only did they do that, but every time you hit a wall, you could climb up the wall.
Yeah.
Which felt so cool. Like, and to climb under a wall, like on the, you could climb on like a ceiling and shit like that, you know?
Well, and then they added the cartridges, having your web cartridges having to be refilled and like having a limited amount of web fluid. So it was very much like the cartoons, some of the comic books, and that made it feel also like, oh, I have to be aware of this.
Yeah.
Whereas,
yeah.
you know, in some iterations of it, you didn't have web cartridges.
It's infinite web. Yeah.
Infinite web. And it's like, well, then I'm just going to spray web at everyone. Like,
yeah.
What, you know, I have a ranged weapon.
Yeah.
Why would I punch them?
Yeah. Yeah. Right. So you can web sling. You can climb walls. You have your spider sense. Combat is rad because you can shoot web at guys. You can beat guys up. He does acrobatic moves.
You can make like web gauntlets and beat the crap out of people. Like,
yeah.
It was awesome.
They did it like it was the first game that figured out how to really make you feel like Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And they absolutely crushed it.
Like, and it just kept getting better.
It has. And like, and admittedly, there are some fucking terrible Spider-Man mm-hmm. video games out there, which I have no patience for. None. Because I'm like, this game, which was developed on PS1 fucking hardware, is more fun to play than some of the shitty Spider-Man games that have come out like in the last 10 years.
Oh, yeah.
And there's no excuse for that. like, because they were working on such limited equipment back then, and they just put enough time and energy and fucking and love, for lack of a better term, into it.
Oh, Stan the Man was in the game. Like, he did the voiceover for everything. Your whole narration is from Stan Lee.
Is that
you feel like you're in a comic book the whole time. Like, you're just in his world. It's awesome.
This game is a complete love letter to Spider-Man fans, right? Yeah. And we haven't even gotten into the story or all the characters, or, like you said, Stan Lee is fucking in it.
Yeah.
You literally could take all of that out. You could take Stan Lee out. You could make it one bad guy. You could make it some fucking generic bad guy. And then leave the rest of the game as is, and it would still be rad.
Oh, yeah.
Because they mastered playing like Spider-Man. You know what I mean? Like, compared to the 16-bit era where literally you could walk from left to right and punch.
Yeah.
They were like, nah, man, you can fucking swing anywhere. You can climb on walls. You can, and like you had mentioned, we were talking about it before we even started recording this, but you had mentioned it again. They not only opened up the whole, like, they gave you an open, world to work
almost,
with.
Almost on the cusp of open world. It's just about there.
You could tell that they were like, we don't have the graphical capabilities or the hardware capabilities or whatever to put the streets in and all the people walking around and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
So how do we hide that?
Dr. Octopus releases a toxic gas so he can rob banks, and nobody can see what he's doing.
It's perfect. The bottom half of New York is covered in smoke.
Yeah.
It looks like the game is kind of loading all the time. You know what I mean? But it doesn't look bad. It makes complete sense.
Yeah.
It works
and they worked it in perfectly, and it fits like a, you know, like a 1960s era Spider-Man, like Amazing Spider-Man kind of story where it's like,
dude,
he flooded the streets with gas so they wouldn't see him rob the bank. Why wouldn't he just rob the bank? He's Dr. Octopus.
All right. Whatever. No, it's perfect. It was perfect. Like, I have to assume that the developers were like, okay, like, this isn't working. Like, the fuck it, it's too big. It's slowing down to a crawl.
Yeah.
What the fuck do we do? And then they were like, well, let's just fill the streets with gas. It's perfect.
Yellow gas. It's one color, real easy. Let's do it.
And another thing they do is, that reminds me of the old cartoon, is that, like, web slinging is rad. I'm not shitting on the web slinging, but there's a lot of time where you're just shooting the web up into the sky. And it's like, in the old cartoon, he would be like, oh my God, I have to go save this person. And then just there's shit for somewhere for him to shoot his webs onto.
Lots of times he'd be in like the Amazon that. Like, he'd be in random places where, like, there's no buildings. Yeah, that's what crushed me as a kid too. My whole like Spider-Man, like, you know, hero worship. I was like, oh, I could never be Spider-Man. Edmonton doesn't have skyscrapers.
Yeah, he's web slinging through the desert. Like, this is fine. Yeah. And that's what this game does. But it's okay because they make it so fun that it almost adds to the fucking hokiness of it. Like, it's perfect. Yeah. You know? Oh, that felt good. So, first and foremost, who made this? Neversoft did. Yeah, Activision, right?
No,
Neversoft. Yeah. Neversoft.
They got bought by Activision later,
right, but it was Neversoft that
this
made
it. And this was like, they were, I think they were going under and then they made this, or they were going under after this and then made the Tony Hawk games. And then they just like,
dude, wow.
They went from like 10 employees to 500 employees to 800 employees. Like, they just took off after these series of games.
Talk about a phenomenal season, the Spider-Man games and Tony Hawk.
And I think they were like Spider-Man and Tony Hawk back to back came out.
Because Spidey was in Tony Hawk.
Yeah.
And it was because of this game.
Yeah.
That was fucking perfect. So before we even get into anything else, all the credit in the world to just nailing playing as Spider-Man. As a Ninja Turtles fan, it's always irritated me that the best Ninja Turtles video game is a 16-bit beat-em-up.
Yeah, side-scroller, right? Turtles,
like,
in Time?
Right, yeah. Yeah, okay. Because I'm like, if we can make these games for Spider-Man and we can make these games for Batman, because the Batman Arkham games are great.
Oh, yeah.
How the fuck can we not do a Ninja Turtles game like this?
So in the newest Spider-Man, does the combat play like the Arkham?
Yeah.
That makes you feel so badass.
Dude, I'll tell you, by the end of, sorry, we're not going to get into the Spider-Man PS4 game too much, but I'll tell you, by the end of that game, you are a fucking monster. They're so great at making you fight like a dozen guys, and you're just like, you see three guys running at you, so you're like, web to slow them down, then shoot your web shooters at the guy with the gun, pull it out of his hand, swing it around to hit them all with.
Yes!
It's perfect. But this game deserves the credit for setting that up. They really do.
And they do it wonderfully. Even though it's kind of button mashing, but you have combos that you line up. Like, my big thing would be, I would shoot a web bomb at someone, put my web gauntlets on, and then jump and kick at them so that I like cut that gap, and then I would just start bow, 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 brawling.
It was fun because, like, not only traveling around as Spider-Man felt like Spider-Man, but the fighting felt like you felt like Spider-Man, which is fucking sick. And like, this game must chap I don't even remember who made Superman 64. Some nerd is listening to this and yelling at me right now.
Warner Brothers but Video Game
must,
Studio.
Yeah, it must just make them sick to be like, fuck me. Not only does our game suck, but look at their game.
Yeah.
Like, because to this day, I'll tell you, watching the videos of this game to get ready for this podcast,
yeah.
It looks a little cheesy because it's still got that the polygons and stuff from that era, but like it looks good to this day. That's a good looking video game.
Well, and that's so, and that's the PlayStation 1 doesn't have a lot of games that hold up. Like the video on a lot of those games looks shit. Like like, you know, Resident Evil doesn't look great. Or Tomb Raider. That's like
Tomb Raider
even
terrible.
Final Fantasy 7, which has amazing cutscenes, still like you look like shit.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
This game looks good enough that like the 90s cartoon. The 90s cartoon, it's a 90s cartoon.
Yeah.
But it still looks good. It still gets the story across.
Totally.
And this game does the same thing. And I would say it's a very similar iteration of Spider-Man.
Totally.
Just the way they set it up.
Right? Yeah. I think some of the voice actors are even the same ones from the cartoons, I think. So, okay. So it looks great to this day. It plays phenomenal. And so you could take that stuff and be like, well, that's a great game. The amount of... Sorry, what were you going to say?
Even the soundtrack is really good. It's not an overpowering soundtrack. They have basically some really good bass lines that create this tempo that like, I got to defuse the bomb. Or like, they just kind of create like a nice atmosphere with a soundtrack that isn't like, you know, specific to any genre.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. So they like it's so you have all the elements of a great game. It's fun. It looks good. It sounds great. And then to top it all off, the amount or the sheer number of characters from the Marvel universe, not just the Spidey universe, but the Marvel universe that they put into this game blows my mind today. This was the original video game equivalent of Infinity Wars.
Because you run into Wolverine, I think, at one point, right? Or is that in the second one?
I don't remember Wolverine. I never finished this one, but I don't remember Wolverine being in this one.
You might run into him in this.
But you run into Punisher.
Yeah.
Like, just for good guys, you run into Punisher. You run into Daredevil.
Good.
Yeah. I think Human Torch was in this one.
Yeah.
The Black Cat is
right?
in this one.
Yeah.
Jameson is always... I love Jameson. He's not a hero, but he's my hero.
I love the Jameson memes where it's always like, what kids actually want, what they really want. Pictures of Spider-Man.
Jameson is one of the greatest characters ever. I love it.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Podcasting's a weird job because I talk to you nerds all the time. Every day, I tell you all about my life, the good and the bad. The ugly, I kind of keep that offline. And it's not that I don't want to talk about it. I'd love to talk about it. I just need to pick and choose who I talk to. We all have stuff that just lives in our minds, rent-free, 24/7. Talking about them can really help because the longer you keep something bottled up, the more likely it is to blow. You've heard me say it before and you're going to keep hearing me say it. Therapy is the way. Therapists can be that ear to bend when you really need to get something off your chest and don't know who to talk to. And BetterHelp is a great way to go about it. I don't BS you guys. I don't say I've used something if I've never used it. I've personally talked to a BetterHelp therapist about the stuff going on in my personal life, and I genuinely found it helpful. To have someone to talk to that doesn't have any skin in the game, that can just listen and try to help me come up with a roadmap to get through the tough times, it's just invaluable. It has seriously really helped me. I've talked to my therapist through video, and you can do it that way, or you can do it over the phone, or even just over chat. And they give you as many schedule options as possible so you can work a session in around your life. It's licensed therapy, as convenient as it gets. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/rememberthegame today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/rememberthegame.
So that's all rad, but then the number of bad guys that are in this fucking game.
Well, and that's what floored me is like every time I thought, oh, okay, so Venom is the big bad. Nope.
It's
lizard. Oh, nope. Mysterio. Oh, no, he's not. Who's the big bad guy? It's all of them. That's Spider-Man's life. He's always fighting, you know, his pantheon of villains rivals Batman's, and that's what makes, you know, those two
agreed
two heroes great heroes is their villains
agreed
are amazing.
I feel like with most superheroes, like the superhero characters themselves are cool, but the villains are it like, what's the old saying, that without the Joker, Batman will be nothing?
Yeah,
and it's absolutely true. Like, you need those villains.
Well, because, you know, that's his like ultimate counterbalance, just like Venom or Carnage or like Spider-Man's, right?
Right, yeah. And like, and so they literally found like basically every fucking villain
or
there
the
was.
Green Goblin.
And threw him, yeah.
Or Dr. Octopus. Spider-Man has so many.
Spider-Man's got a lot of, like, to me, like, the Batman's unequivocal top rival is the Joker.
Right.
I feel like with Spider-Man,
it's himself, his responsibility. He just wants to be a lazy kid.
He just wants to be a kid. I like
it's Uncle Ben. Uncle Ben pinned it on him. You gotta be responsible.
Fucking Ben. I think it's probably, boy, I'll tell you, it's a pretty subjective argument. And when I say something, nerds are gonna yell at me. But like, to me, it's either Green Goblin or Dr. Octopus.
Yeah,
I like Venom more. But for my money, his greatest villain is Doc Ock. Like, that's just me. I know the story goes deeper with the Green Goblin and everything, right. Like both Green Goblins and everything. But I like Doc Ock. Like, I've always loved Spider-Man versus Dr. Octopus. But anyway, it doesn't matter because Dr. Octopus is in this fucking game. And that's what makes him so cool. And Venom is in this game. And you have to remember, this is like the, like, I know Venom came out years before this game. But Venom took over. Like, when Venom was launched as a Spider-Man villain, everybody was like,
oh, Venom.
Dude, this guy's fucking rad.
Yeah. Oh, even Spider-Man in the Venom suit. Most people like that suit better on
Yeah. So to drop Venom into this game, I was fucking jacked. Because I was like, okay, we're fighting with Doc Ock. Here's Venom. Fucking rights. Let's go. Yeah. Then Carnage shows up. Who, I know some people, okay, for the record, if you don't like Carnage because you're like, he's just a cheesy Venom ripoff,
no,
you're an idiot. Because Carnage is wicked.
And the whole symbiote like dynamic goes so much deeper where... I'm not going to get into this. This is comic book nerd stuff.
Yeah,
I was just going to shelve that because it's crazy. The creator of the symbiotes is one of the most powerful villains in the Marvel universe, where he threatens the destruction of the multiverse. Like, he is before time, kind of like Odin level, Galactus level villain. And the symbiotes are afraid of sound because he would use like a fucking giant anvil and forge a sword out of them or some bullshit.
See, you fucking nerds, we know.
Yeah, some stuff.
So I'm over the top. Like, honestly, like, if you gave me a Spider-Man game and it's just him trying to defeat Dr. Octopus, I'm like, fucking dope. Dr. Octopus is great.
Yeah, it could be a single villain.
Sure. Then you throw in Venom.
With sub-villains. Dr. Octopus and Shocker and Rhino.
Then you start throwing in all these sub-villains. Awesome. Then Spider-Man runs into Daredevil and Punisher and all these fucking guys. You're like, awesome. Venom is there and everyone loves Venom. It's like, awesome. Then Carnage shows up and you're like, oh, shit. Then Venom decides to help you try to beat Carnage and you're like, what? Because now this is Maximum Carnage from the Super Nintendo, but way better.
Yeah, absolutely.
To me, that's like, I love Venom, but like, to me, Spider-Man gets me the most excited when it's him and Venom tagging up. Like, when it's him and the two of them trying to take down Carnage. That's always been my favorite, like, kind of arc.
Because then you get the two sides of the coin. You have the chaos hero, the anti-hero in Venom, and then you have the kind of, like, altruistic Spider-Man who's always trying to do
the right thing. Yeah, yeah. So it's so rad that they managed to get all these characters into this fucking game, you know what I mean? And then, and spoilers, but then you finally defeat Carnage, and then his symbiote joins up with Dr. Octopus.
And then it's on.
And yeah. And it's not like it's the world's biggest fighter. I think you basically just run away and then he dies if you run away.
Yeah.
You just have to get away from him.
Yeah.
But that they went out of their way
to just keep one-upping it.
Yeah.
And the whole game, that's like the whole game is this constant evolution of like, oh, this is now the villain. Oh,
yeah.
This is now the villain.
Yeah. Like, it's, I mean, they would never do it. But I'm telling you, like, they could literally make this game into a movie and you would be thoroughly entertained by the end of the movie.
They would. If they did it, they'd have to do it like the Spider-Verse one, the newest one that came out. Have it animated.
Awesome.
Oh, I haven't checked it out yet either.
Okay.
Well, there's a time period coming up in the spring where I'm going to be just watching and
catch
doing
Spider-Man stuff. You're right. It is. I'm always critical of games from this era. Mm-hmm. That PS1 64 era, I've said it numerous times by the time this episode goes live. Those games haven't aged well.
Lots of them are junk. Too. Like, they just we have a new thing we could, like, we have a new ability to put stuff out, so then they just put out a whole bunch of garbage, and there's some gems.
Yep.
But
games, there's a ton of garbage in that era. There was a ton of, and not just in that era, but in gaming history, of companies that take an intellectual property that people will buy and just throw them into an awful video game.
Oh, yeah. Like, the Warhammer series is one that they do that. They have open licensing, so anybody can apply to make a Warhammer game.
Okay.
And so there was a ton of, like, first-person shooters on the PlayStation 1 that were Warhammer, and I was like, this has nothing to do with this franchise.
That's brutal. Look at how many bad, like, Looney Tunes games and stuff there is, right? Yeah. Like, it's so easy to do that. And honestly, like, I mean, maybe they would have gone out of business doing it, but Neversoft could have done that. They could have taken Spider-Man and just put him in a shitty beat-em-up, and people... They literally could have remade Maximum Carnage, but just with trying to make fancier graphics, which they probably would have looked shitty in that polygon style.
Green Jelly did the soundtrack to that?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, they should have just did that.
They could have just literally done Green that Jelly. And released this like beat-em-up, and people would have been like, it's Spider-Man, you know? But they went out of their way to make a game that to this day... stands up as one of the best Spider-Man video games ever made.
And the web slinging, they haven't really changed it since then. No. So like that mechanic, I think that's the thing that company did really well, is they mastered movement mechanics for two things that are really exciting to do: skateboarding and web slinging.
Yeah.
Not that anybody really web slings in like real life, but you know what I mean? Like they've mastered like a type of movement mechanic.
You feel like you're doing it.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Like I bet you anything, if you looked up a list of the greatest Spider-Man video games of all time, The PS4 one is going to be in the top three.
Oh, easy.
Did you ever play the Ultimate Spider-Man on PS2?
Yes, that was awesome.
I would love to do an episode about that game. Yeah. That game was fucking rad.
That's my favorite one.
Oh, I love that game. Spider-Man 2, the movie adaption game.
They were good, too. Perfect. I liked them better than the movies. I didn't really like the movies, but...
All right, fair enough. Yeah, but this game... is absolutely, I'm not saying it's better than any of those three games, but it's fucking right there. It deserves its spot just like the rest of them. You know what I mean?
And I take that back. I like the first Spider-Man movie that came out, the 2000 Tobey Maguire one.
The
first one? Yeah, I like that one. I didn't like the other two.
So. Oh, fuck you. Spider-Man 2 is the best one. But we won't do this. This game is perfect. I mean, it's sure, you can find problems with it, and by today's standards, it looks aged, and then why can't you see the city? You know, you're basically web-slinging through the sky trying to go into the next building, into the next building, which was, to this day, I still feel that that's an ingenious workaround.
And that's the evolution of the tool, though. That's what they had at the time. That's a great way to, like you said, great workaround. That's what they had at the time. And from there, it got better and better to the point of being like a GTA-style free-roaming Spider-Man game where you had random events happening where you had to, you know, oh, that lady's getting robbed. I can go help her. You know, that's what the game eventually becomes.
Right.
And it started with this. Sure. And that's the genius of it.
It's funny because like I look at Breath of the Wild and I'm like, that's what they wanted to do on the NES very first Zelda, but they just didn't have the capability of doing it. You know what I mean? Like that's as close as they could get.
Yeah. Then.
And I look at this new Spider-Man PS4 game and you look at this one and you're like, the Spider-Man PS4 game is what they wanted that to be. That was as close as they could get with the hardware they had at the time, you know?
Is it Activision on the new one?
Yes, I believe so. Anyone listening to this, if I'm wrong, actually, no, you know what? I don't think it is. I'll look it up right now. God, because otherwise I'm going to get in so much trouble.
Neversoft, like they're not a company anymore. I'm pretty sure
it was Insomniac. That's who it was.
Oh, okay.
Insomniac. But anyway, point is, they you could see it. Do you know what I mean? Like you can see what that game was and what they were trying to make. And the thing about those games from that era, I know I like to shit on them. I shit on Mario 64. More than any game ever.
You should.
You fucking should. Fucking screw all terrible. Of you. But Spider-Man, it's like, I can, when it's a game where you can just see that they gave it everything they had and they left it all on the field with the game, which is what they did with this, I'm like, it's cool.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You've aged just fine. You fucking tried so hard. And that's all I want. If I'm going to give you my money, fucking try. Just fucking try. Don't just put a fucking IP on a box and ship it out as garbage. You know what I mean? Like they do, like, I think of like the Simpsons games from the NES or fucking Looney Tunes games or Superman 64.
Even Batman games. You look at
Batman,
like, you look at other superhero games, like you mentioned the Superman game. You look at even other superhero games of that genre, of that era, and they're terrible. Like Batman Forever.
Some of the old X-Men games. Like,
they're tons. Garbage.
And I almost feel like I'm getting too worked up about it, but I just I cannot state how much as a gamer, as a hardcore gamer, how much it means to me when a company fucking tries. Mm-hmm. Just fucking tries. You're not just out to make money. You're like, we're going to make a good fucking video game.
Yeah.
And they deserve all the credit in the world for that. They deserve the reviews that they've gotten for this game.
Absolutely.
Fuck all of you lazy developers. Make me a Ninja Turtles game.
Ah, it's never going to happen.
I know it's not. Tyler, you got anything else to say about Spidey before we shut up?
Best hero ever?
Unquestionably, except maybe Venom.
He's not a hero, though. He's a sort of a hero.
No, that's why it's questionable.
He eats people's brains sometimes.
Yeah, but it's but he needs to.
But Punisher and Venom, best team up ever?
No, Punisher, Spider-Man and Venom.
No, Punisher and Venom, because they could kill everyone. Or save everyone.
I mean, I like both of them too, but I just, like, honestly, you could release a Spider-Man and Venom team up against Carnage video game every 6 months and I would keep buying them because I just love that story so much. What would you give this game out of 10?
When it first came out, I'd say a 10 out of 10. Now, because it's evolved into something more, I'd say like a solid 9.
Yeah, fuck yeah. I very rarely would give a game from this era that good a score.
I played the fuck out of it when it first came out.
Between 9 and 9.5. It's oh God, I wish we could play it today. Like, I wish they would release it somewhere today.
Well, and that's when getting ready for this podcast, I was like, oh, you know, I should go and find a copy of this and try and play it. I couldn't find anything to get. Like, I couldn't get an emulator for it or anything. I don't know. I'm just maybe not as suave on the computer as I used to be, but.
Yeah. This is one of those ones, like, that PlayStation Classic came out a few months ago, and now it's for sale for like $10 because it sucks and nobody wanted it.
Yeah.
I've been meaning to look up more information about how hard it is to hack. It sounds pretty easy. And I was like, this is the type of game that I would want to hack and put on. That said, I wouldn't have the analogs because it doesn't come with it. What a piece of shit. There you go. That's how we're going to end this podcast this week. Is I was talking about how happy I am when a company just fucking tries. And you know how much it pisses me off when a company doesn't try? Case in point, the PlayStation Classic. And I'm not saying that Spider-Man should have been on it because I'm sure there's a ton of rights and voices and all that kind of blah, 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 blah. But you could have tried at least a
just
little
bit.
Just
reskin that game.
Fuck you, Sony.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Thanks, buddy. Gonna do it once again for Remember the Game. Tyler, thank you so much for coming over talking Spider-Man with me. To every single one of you beautiful listeners that took the time to download or stream this podcast, maybe you're listening on YouTube, hey Klotz, hey Steven, anyone that's ever let anyone, if you're listening to this, thank you so fucking much. I cannot stress it enough. I'm so humbled that anyone cares about this podcast, and thank you guys so much for listening. Tyler, you killed it this week. Spider-Man was a great game. We are on the climb to episode 50. We are 9 episodes away. I know what game I'm going to do for that episode. It's going to be a pretty controversial episode, maybe, because I'm going to shit all over a game that people like. If you've been listening to the show with any regularity, you probably know what game I'm talking about. But that is then. That's 9. It feels like it's only 9 episodes, but that's 9 weeks. That's like 2 months from now. So fucking in the meantime, I got a whole bunch of great games in the bank for you guys. This thing's going to keep going strong. Follow us on social media, Facebook and Twitter and Instagram at MemberTheGame, Facebook.com/RememberTheGame. Check out our website, RememberTheGamePodcast.com. Find us on Spotify, Stitcher, iTunes, Podbean, Google Play. Now we're on YouTube. We are fucking everywhere. We are taking over the world one video game at a time. I will be back in 7 days with another episode for you guys. In the meantime, take it easy. Thank you for listening and go play some video games, you guys. Cheers.